In an unusual arrangement, a private telephone company and a telephone co-op have reached an agreement to provide service to a handful of customers in rural areas near Mandan. CenturyLink agreed to change its service boundaries from Mandan and Morristown, South Dakota, meaning West River Telephone will pick up 8 to 10 customers by expanding its St. Anthony and Elgin exchanges. It's contingent upon West River getting approval from the FCC for universal service funds. There would be a federal subsidy to serve those customers.
It is not cost effective for anyone to provide service to them for anywhere near any kind of a reasonable price.
Public Service Commission Chairman Randy Christman says West River is currently rebuilding its system with fiber optics.
Because if not, they can't afford to upgrade these to fiber either.
And Christman had praise for both companies.
It's a great example of these two completely different companies working together and being willing to do what it takes, if it's at all made possible by the FCC through the Universal Service Fund, to bring better service to this handful of customers. And so they've both invested a lot of time and effort into trying to craft this in a way that someone doesn't get left holding the bag in a way, but also trying their best to make it possible to bring better service to these people.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.